So just sitting comfortably in whatever posture you feel most comfortable sitting in. And just bring your attention to your breathing. Just noticing the breath as it comes in and as it goes out. And just taking a few deep breaths in and breathing out. And as you breathe out, feel as though you're releasing any tension in your mind. And just releasing any tension in your body. Feeling your body loosen and lighten as you breathe out any tension. Breathing in, connecting with your breath. And breathing out, releasing any tension and becoming centered within yourself. In this way, just breathing in and breathing out, allowing your attention to be with the breath and allowing the breath to center your attention inwardly. And so first I'll start with the sounds of the singing bowls and then the gong. So as I play these sounds, just notice, pay attention to the sounds, allow your attention to become absorbed into the sounds, and just notice any sensations you feel in your body as the sounds resonate with different parts of your body, different parts of your emotions, helping you to release any tension, any stress, any worry. And so just relaxing into the sounds, relaxing into yourself. The sounds fading. I'm just noticing any background sounds. And recognizing that these sounds are continually changing, or of different frequencies, sounds continually coming and going within your awareness, within yourself. Even becoming aware the sounds of our own breath, the sound of our own breathing, the vibration of our own body, the beating of our heart, becoming aware of sound, of vibration in its diverse forms, all appearing, playing for some time, and then disappearing within our own awareness, within our own presence. And so now I'll give instructions for two different meditation techniques. Those who practice your own meditation technique can continue practicing in your own way. For the others, I'll give two different instructions and just choose whichever meditation technique works well with you, clicks with you. So the first technique is simply placing your attention in between the eyebrows. and just noticing any sensation you feel there. These could be sensations, some tingling sensation, sensation of pulsation, contraction, expansion, or sensation of heat. Any sensation at all, just noticing these sensations at the point in between the eyebrows, allowing your attention to become focused, to become absorbed at the point in between the eyebrows. And the second technique is simply placing your attention at the nostril or at the navel area and observing the sensations in the body that breathing creates as you naturally breathe in and out. So we just observe our breath, the natural flow of our breathing as we breathe in and out at either the nostril or navel area. At the nostril area, we may feel some temperature or feel the sensation of air moving at the inner nostril area. And so we just observe our inner nostrils and just observing the sensation of air passing, of temperature, or whatever sensation. As we naturally breathe in and out, watching the sensations of the breath as we naturally breathe in and out. Or we may choose to focus our attention at the navel area and just observe our navel area rise and fall, contract and expand as we breathe naturally in and out. So focusing your attention at the nostril or navel area, simply observe your natural breath as it comes in and goes out. So just observing your natural breath. You don't have to alter your breath in any way. You don't have to change your breath in any way. However you may find initially, your breath changing as you become aware of it, as you place your attention on the breath, you may find yourself changing the breath, the breathing pattern. So don't worry about that, just keep observing the breath and in time it'll return to its natural rhythm. So practicing either of these techniques, either focusing your attention at the point in between the eyebrows, allowing your attention to become absorbed at the point in between the eyebrows, and just noticing any sensation you feel there. Any sensation of heat, temperature, pulsation, vibration, anything. Just allowing your attention to become absorbed at that center, absorbed at the point in between the eyebrows. The second technique, simply observing your natural breath at the nostril or navel area, whichever area you find most comfortable. Either at the nostril or navel area, just watching the natural breath. Being with the breath, observing the breath as you naturally breathe in and out in this moment. And so for both of these techniques, we are simply focusing our attention onto a certain object and just observing the different experiences as they occur in the moment. So we're either focusing our attention at the point in between the eyebrows or focusing our attention at the nostril or navel area and simply observing the breath. So with both techniques, Your attention will move to objects different from the object of meditation. Your attention may move to different sounds in the environment, or different sensory experiences such as smells, touch, different bodily sensations within your body, maybe pleasant or unpleasant sensations in your body. Or your attention may move to different thoughts which may play out as visual images, different beliefs, memories of past, future projections, different desires. Different emotions. So you'll find your attention will naturally wander to different objects of experience, to different thoughts, sensations, sensory experiences. Each time we notice our attention is not with the object of meditation, we simply take a moment to stop and recognize whatever experience we are having, whatever sensation is appearing, whatever thought or sensory experience is appearing in this moment, and just become aware of this, these experiences, these thoughts, these sensations, aware of the different interpretations we may be giving it, aware of how we may be identified or creating a story out of these experiences. And then we just shift our attention, gradually, gently bring our attention back to the object of meditation. And once again, simply observing the breath or the point in between the eyebrows. And so, whenever we recognize our attention is not with the breath or the point in between the eyebrows, we notice where our attention is. We notice the experience that we are currently having, the experience that is playing within our awareness. And then we gradually bring our attention back to the object of meditation. And so just practicing in this way, knowing that all experience, all sensations, all thoughts, all sounds, all states of mind, states of emotion, are part of the meditation. Even the thought of not being able to meditate, or the sense of your attention being scattered, it's part of the meditation. In that moment, you can notice these different states of minds, these different states of emotions. Notice where your attention is. You can notice the different experiences that your attention habitually gets pulled into, and see these different tendencies which play out unconsciously within you, which grab and pull your attention normally, and see how that creates your experience, and then gradually bringing your attention back to the object of meditation. And so just practicing in this way, keep on bringing your attention back to the object of meditation, allowing your attention to deepen into the object of meditation, allowing your attention to merge into the object of meditation. And so just practicing in this way, your attention deepens, You may also lose the sense of separateness of you and a certain object of meditation and dissolve into the just seeing, into the object itself. If you find your attention scattered, just keep noticing wherever your attention is, noticing the experiences you're having, becoming more self-aware of the different tendencies of thoughts, sensations, beliefs, memories, which are playing out within you in this moment. Becoming more self-aware, giving more space to just be aware of these different sensations, thoughts, experiences, to see them as they are, to be with them as they are, being aware of different methods of grasping and clinging on to certain experiences, becoming aware of different avoidance and different reactive tendencies, and then bringing your attention back to the object of meditation. And so I'll just leave a gap of silence now for the next 10 minutes or so. And so just practice this technique, whichever technique you feel comfortable with. Practice it in this way. Gently guiding your attention back to the object of meditation. And being patient, being calm with yourself. Even if you feel a sense of impatience, just recognize it. Just notice it. It's just another object of experience playing out in this moment. And then bring your attention back, training your attention, guiding your attention in this way. And so just leaving a gap of silence for the next 10 minutes. Noticing wherever your attention is right now, in this moment. Noticing the different sensations, the different thoughts, the different experience, wherever your attention is in this moment. Noticing how your attention can focus on certain experiences, can identify with certain experiences. And how your attention thinks of these experiences, these thoughts, these sensations as itself. And how your attention and perception can narrow as it becomes caught up in certain sensations, thoughts, states of mind, memories, beliefs. And recognizing that there's whatever experience you're having right now, there's a natural sense of just being aware, of awareness, a sense of awareness which is effortless, which is naturally present, which you don't have to do. You don't have to be aware. There's a natural sense of awareness of whatever you experience, of wherever your attention is in this moment. There's an awareness of the movement of the attention. There's an awareness of the different experiences which spontaneously come and go, the different thoughts, sensations, memories, and how they create a story, how they create the experience in this moment, how they create your reality, your experience of this moment. As though something is untouched and simply just aware of this entire play. And so now you can either carry on practicing either of those techniques or your own technique. I will now just spontaneously speak on different contemplations, different insights. So for those of you who wish to carry on meditating in your own way or using any of the techniques, then continue to do so. However, if you wish, you can simply drop practicing any technique at all. And just simply sitting here, just notice, just recognize that whatever you are experiencing right now, wherever your attention goes in this moment, whatever experience arises, that you are simply aware, as that awareness itself. There's awareness if your attention gets caught up in certain thoughts, in certain sensations. Recognizing this sense of just being, of awareness, this sense of presence in which experiences come and go. In this way, meditation being something not that you have to do, but simply your own natural state of being, your own natural presence, essentially you at the very core, at the very source. This natural state of being in which all other states of concentration, which all other states of mind, emotion, of identity, of persona, come and go, appear and disappear within this natural state of being, this natural state of meditation. Simply yourself. Simply like space, this formless space in which appearances can come and go within. Objects, forms can appear within this infinite space, this space-like awareness, your space-like self. Objects of experience may come, sensations may come, thoughts may come, reactions may happen, identifications, perceptions, beliefs. All these may appear within yourself, within the space of awareness, and then in its own time disappearing back into this formless space, you being the very base, the very cause and source of all these experiences. So just seeing in this moment, who is it that actually sees? What is looking? What is perceiving? What is aware right now? Which effortlessly is, effortlessly perceiving. So drop all sense of having to be aware, all effort of having to be aware, or having to focus your attention here or there. If you drop everything of grasping onto anything, on any object of experience, on fixing the attention itself, if you drop everything, this sense of being, this sense of awareness is naturally present. This sense of awareness, this state of being, sense of being, another object you can perceive? Or is it before? Is it that which perceives objects? That which perceives experiences? That which can't be defined, can't be labeled, can't be grasped onto, a simple recognition, a simple seeing, a simple reflection, awareness, yourself becoming aware, recognizing itself, all other experiences, sensations, thoughts, memories, beliefs, self-image, thoughts of who you are, thoughts of the world, of your life, all these thoughts and experiences coming and going within your essential self, within the space-like awareness. And seeing deeper, the only seeing remains. You not being different or separate from any experience which presents itself. Just forms, just appearances, dancing within yourself, playing within yourself. You being without definition. You being that which can't be grasped onto, that can't be labeled, can't be boxed. You being that which is aware of labels, of forms, of boundaries, of definitions, of beliefs, of identities we create. So who are you? Are you another thought, another experience? Are you insight? Are you recognition? Are you some knowledge? Can you be defined? What is seeing is the essential being. All experiences, whether pleasant or unpleasant, all occurring within yourself, experienced within yourself, without you being present, what can be experienced? So just allowing yourself to look deeper into yourself. To look back at the one who is looking. To rest in the recognition of who you are. So for the next few minutes, I'll just play the sound of the gong silently. Playing the sounds of the gong slowly. So just bringing your attention now back to the breath, centering yourself by bringing your attention to the breath, feeling the breath within your body, moving within your body, and just feeling the sensations you feel from head to toe within your own body. Centering your attention on the breath and the sensations in the body. And just feeling a sense of groundedness, of centeredness, a feeling of deep calm, deep peace, tranquility at the depths of your being. And all flickers of experience, flickers of thoughts may arise within your awareness, just noticing things as they come and go, but recognizing a deeper silence, a deeper calmness, a deeper centeredness within the depths of yourself at the very core. And just opening your eyes whenever you are ready.